This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sunshine, lollipops, and roses are what we want for November. I had a little frost here at the farm last night. First one of the season. In fact, it's chilly. I went outside, but it's good. It's invigorating in a sense. I don't like it because it slows down. It means nothing will grow anymore because it's been snapped by the frost. So the corn will stop growing in, the grass will stop growing. So you got to get it all harvested and get it in. So it has some nutritional value. But there is something. I just went outside. Excuse me. Yeah. Took a deep breath to clean out my lungs. And that's kind of what it does. It's very invigorating. Certainly if you're having a problem waking up and there's frost on the pumpkin, then you go outside, take a big deep breath, and cough it out a little bit because the allergies are still there. As a matter of fact, after the frost, sometimes the stuff that, in my case, I'm allergic to, becomes more of an issue because it's no longer organic. It's just there, dust everywhere. And therefore, if you're smart, and if I guess I'm not that smart, you have to eliminate. Hard to get food for the cows, though, without being out in the grass, unless you go buy it. I like to control what I feed to the cows, so I know what the quality is. So it's it's the same thing as we have on the Food Farm Family Report.
Yeah.
The recall leg of that dog food. Come on. They tell you to throw it away, dispose of it, destroy it. No. That's the most outrageous claim. Any company that suggests don't do business with them ever again. Because they're not concerned about you. They're concerned about them.
They don't care about you getting your money back. Yeah, they just don't want to be consumed and then an illness or a possible death, and then they sue them. Exactly. Right. Well, and here's the kicker, too. And it seems like there are more warnings of do not feed this to your pets, do not feed this to your pets, than there is for humans when there are recalls for our food, where it's just a simple, like, hey, this is happening in it. Don't consume it. People actually have the audacity to get their pet some food, find out that there's a recall for some situation, and actually think, you know what, I already bought it. I'm just going to finish this bag, and then I'll get a new one. Have an animal. Do not have a pet if you are going to be like that. My goodness.
Nope. Don't do it. Don't do it. One of the other things that you ought not to do as you start your day, you go through your work, you go through relationships, you go, well, even go to the grocery store, go wherever it is that you go, there's always another person there, right? Or other people. And I wonder how generous you are to folks who sometimes are different than you are. Are you always comparing yourselves to other people? Do you see what they're doing and maybe you're better off than they are? Or maybe they're better off than you are. And then people, you know, somebody's better looking, right? Or maybe they have more money. Or maybe they have more friends. Or maybe they're smarter than you are. And then you start thinking, oh, I should be like that. Why aren't I like that? You know what? Be thankful for what you have. Because not all of us are the same.
What
Some people are here
too.
To inspire.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Say, no, go ahead, Jay.
No, I was just saying there are hidden battles. And then I said, sorry, go ahead.
No, well, there are. Yeah, there are. And you check your ego at the door. And, you know, when it comes to other people, just take care of yourself. That's a big job, right? Don't you know? Taking care of yourself, spirit, mind, body, and taking care of the people that you care about and not worrying about or gossiping about. Even though we do every day, we spend some time on social media stuff talking about the gossipy stuff that others are talking about. But, this is a conversation program, so it's about what people are talking about. Do I like all the things that we talk about? No, not at all. There's a lot of stuff that I talk about. I feel like I have to So to put a spin on it, but I don't like it.
But I think we also make it known of like...
Yeah, we do.
There are some celebrity gossip things where we even ask ourselves, why does anybody care about this? Why is anybody talking about this? Why are we talking about this? And I feel like sometimes that's the more important part of the conversation, pointing out, like, why does anybody care?
Well, in the case of Matthew Perry, at this point,
the
guy's still dead. And whatever you go through, I will tell you one thing, however, that has started to circulate, and it may or may not be true. I'm not going to judge. I'm going to pass it along to you, and you tell me what you think. You can always share with us on any of our social media, by the way, at Good Day Networks, or by dialing up and leaving a comment at 855-999-DOUG. The rumor, or rumor has it, I'm going to put this, not the rumor, but rumor has it that Matthew Perry died of complications of having a COVID shot. Think about that for a moment. Have you asked yourself, see, this is kind of the going around the barn to get into the barn. There is a lot of talk about what happened, but there's no final result of the autopsy. Have you noticed that? There's nobody, he had a heart attack, he drowned, but they keep saying that there's more to come. And so now there are those, and maybe it's just a conspiratorialist, but there are others who give credence to how dangerous these shots were.
And I keep hearing mixed things where some issues are a result of the COVID vaccine itself. I hear other things where issues are the result of the COVID, different COVID variants. And so it just seems like no matter what it is, whether it is the virus itself or the vaccine itself, it just seems like everything keeps revolving around COVID still.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a great controversy. Okay, if you are a traveler and you're going to some place in California for Thanksgiving like I am, I'm going to California for this weekend for my birthday, there are a couple of super volcanoes that are not together, but scientists are looking at these two separate volcanoes on two different continents that are coming to life, if you will. There's one in southern Italy called the Campi-Fiegri volcano that has for a long time been dormant. And then there's a volcano in eastern California near Mammoth Mountain. This is a place where there have been small earthquakes and this sort of thing. And earthquakes usually happen, whether you realize it or not, around mountains, volcanoes, because it's volcanic activity that in most cases causes the seismic activity. It's one and the same. So if things are happening under the surface, like 70, 80 miles down, sometimes down 140 miles under the surface, there's a skin on the planet that's down about 70 miles. And then under that, there's the molten lava that sort of pops up and is here and there. And that's what, like a pimple that you explode on your face. I know it's kind of a gross comparison, but that's what it is. Volcanoes are pimples on the face of the planet. And every once in a while, they, like, you squeeze the... I'm not going to make that comparison still, but you understand what I'm saying. Exactly. Yeah. We all had them as kids. Some people have them as adults even. So they're both called super volcanoes, though. And this, if you understand what that term means, describes a volcano that at one time or another has erupted and has pushed out 240 million miles worth of material. Good God. Can you imagine? But most of it flows in California's case. I don't think that's not going to go. It doesn't go into the ocean. If it goes in the ocean, it'll be a deal. And I'm not sure exactly where this Italian volcano is. But what do you think about first when you think about an eruption like this? A lot of people think that it's going to be the end of civilization, right? This is a big explosion.
There's
much energy behind it. And there are some that are obviously more explosive than others. And that's why they call these super volcanoes. You can look at pictures from the NASA website and see where the activity, they've got shots from the satellites of what's going on with these two. And so, anyway, it's not far from Mount Vesuvius, which is a famous Italian volcano, right? I love these Italian names. It's near the port town of Paluzzi. Not far from Naples. So that, I think, would be closer to the water. But anyway, it's just something else going on. Seismic activity. Like, we didn't have enough on the planet, the stuff going on under the planet. Or under the skin of the planet. Not under the planet, but under the skin.
Mm-hmm. So, think about how much magma is sitting just under.
Yeah.
Under
all
of
that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's so much. You forget how large our world really is.
Yeah. Well, it's also, what's the best word? It's volatile, right? The planet is volatile because of all the things going on it and in it. Two separate things. We have control, I think, over what goes on it, but we don't have any control over what goes on in it. And so anybody who claims that we're having volcanoes or we're having earthquakes because of global warming is nuts. They don't buy that. That's not what happens at all. What's going on under the surface cannot be connected in any way, shape, or form to what's going on in the atmosphere. Not at all. So don't fall into that. Some people will take anything and everything and blame it on global warming or climate change, which is not certainly where I am. Volcanoes are kind of like people. They have their own personality. A big part of the vocabulary, which is called volcanology, is monitoring these volcanoes. Imagine spending your life just looking at needles on a screen. Remember that movie? What was the movie that Paul Giamatti played it was a movie about a volcano. I'm trying to remember.
But what's in my head right now is Joe versus the Volcano. With Tom Hanks, way back in the day. And who else was it?
Right.
Meg Ryan? No, that wasn't Meg Ryan. Who else was it?
Was Meg Ryan in there? Meg Ryan's in a new movie, first one in the past 8 years. It'll be interesting to see how that does at the box. That was kind of a romantic comedy with David Duchovny. 18 after here on Good Day.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, in the air for a long time, here, there, and everywhere. Thankful for the folks who have been listening. Can you imagine somebody who's been listening to me since I started doing this program? As a matter of fact, last week was the beginning of the 1988 to the beginning of the 36th year of this program. Somebody been around for 36 years. It'd be interesting just to talk to them and think or hear what they think about how things have changed over all of these years in a number of ways. We didn't have social media, by the way. When I started doing this program, think about that. There was no social media. I think the cell phones are those big things you stuck in your ear that weighed about 3 pounds. That was how that worked back then. Right.
It was like a big old brick.
Yeah, it was. That's exactly. Yeah. Like a big old brick. There we go. That's what they called them. Too, back then. Those were the first bricks. We used bricks for our broadcast, but no relation to the first bricks, for sure. All right, in terms of what's trending in social media, Joe Biden is the president's always there. Names that, you know, look at the trending list, and Biden's on them and Trump's on them. President's executive order on artificial intelligence is something a lot of people are talking about. Calling artificial intelligence the villain, and the essence of it is kind of like Mission Impossible. The order on artificial intelligence comes in part due to the bad guy in Mission Impossible. Did you realize that? The reason somebody went to the deputy White House chief of staff and asked him, why did the president do this now? Apparently, they watched the movie Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning and saw what was going on with artificial intelligence and decided, we better do something about that.
Glad it took a movie to get
that. Oh, my God.
Out.
Right? So, there you go. Apparently, somebody pointed out to the president there were a lot of AI false images of him. And he saw some of them, and that disturbed him as well. He saw false images of himself, of his dog, and he said, okay, we got to do something about this. Excuse me. So this executive order is supposed to be aimed at making it safe and secure and trustworthy. So can the government do that? I mean, a question, you know, can the government do anything? Most of the stuff the government gets involved in, they screw up because there's just too many people in the country, too many people in the world, and there's too many people in government. So nobody agrees. There should be one person, and let's just, this is it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, it's referred to as supplemental guidance for the Commerce Department in talking about content that's AI-generated. It's a lot of words. You know, what's interesting is that they have a major policy based on seeing the movie. I think that's what's... What's interesting about that is anything else. All right, let's see, what else do we have here? Amy Rohrbach and TJ Holmes have gone Instagram official. So why is that?
I still don't understand why they lost their... What?
I'm just wondering what the big deal is here. I don't know that much about either one of them.
Yeah, I don't know
so
what the
big deal.
Well, they were working together, and they both lost their jobs because they were having an affair. Their marriages ended. They're still together.
Oh, that's right.
This affair happened, like, how long ago? But they only just now made it, quote-unquote, Instagram official.
But they were on Good
Morning
America,
weren't they? I still don't understand why they even lost their jobs. And they're starting, a podcast together, too.
Yeah,
but
right.
I'm not justifying affairs, but people have affairs all of the time. Why? What does that have to do with their work? And especially, they're still together.
It shows how mealy-minded some of the people, the executives are that run some of these networks, some of the television, and in media in general. It's ridiculous. They decided to step out together, and they're having a good time, and good luck to them. I mean, the world needs more love. 28 after the hour.
When is the best time to buy wrapping paper? December 26. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Have you seen how much frozen turkeys are marked down the day after Thanksgiving? Beef and turkey are both rich in protein, vitamins, and minerals, but beef has twice the fats. So why gobble just one day each year? Those day after Thanksgiving doorbuster specials can be budget busters, but everything is on sale in January. And try Christmas shopping throughout the year when you spot something someone on your gift list would appreciate. And though I love the smell of a real Christmas tree, I bought a handsome $1,000 artificial tree for $400 in January. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A $14 billion Israeli aid package pushed by Republicans has been given the green light by the House of Representatives. The bill will now head to the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer has already dismissed the bill, saying the Senate will not vote on it. Democrats do not like the fact that the bill does not provide aid for Ukraine, and Republicans' option to cut money earmarked for the IRS to help pay for the bill. House lawmakers may soon drop the hammer on impeaching President Biden. House investigators allege President Biden illegally benefited from his family's foreign business dealings in a pay-for-play scheme adding up to tens of millions of dollars directed to offshore accounts. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
Very soon we are coming to a point of decision on it. So we're going to follow the evidence where it leads and we'll see.
Daylight savings time ends early Sunday morning. Clocks go back 1 hour if your state plays the policy. Lance Pry, USA News.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
So I'll be gone till November. Said I'll be gone till November. I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl you I'll be gone till November. I'll be gone till November. I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl you I'll be gone till November. January, February, March, April, May. I see you crying, but girl, I can't stay. I'll be gone till November. I'll be gone till November. And give a kiss to my mother.
Girl, I got it.
No. November. All right, so what's going on here? This is a Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. I just stuck my finger on it. You ever do that when the paper sticks together, you're working with something? Because I have all this stuff in front of me, all these computer screens, and I also, as you know, love to have things to look at, whether it be newspapers or some of the stories. And I thought, the paper just sticks together. So I know it's not a big problem, but it is. It gets in the way, excuse me, of me moving to the next focus, which is, in this case, a Buddhist monastery experiencing a true renaissance following a series of museum repatriations that brought about a lot of interest in this 900-year-old monastery. Wow. I love Buddhism. I think Buddha is the coolest thing. I think that Buddhism, the philosophy that Buddha brought about back in the, 11th, 12th 13th century. The way that Buddha looks, or Buddhists look at reality, look at the world, the way their shrines are built. I have a head. What do they call it? Not a head. What do you call it when you have a head of some person? It's a bust.
That's
it. It's a bust. Mm-hmm. I have a bust of Buddha out on my backyard on a rock. And Buddha's there all the time looking at what's going on. And I have little Buddha statues here and there around in the house because I think that there is a philosophy there that we all might do well to live by. And it's the main philosophy of most religions. If you get down to the nitty-gritty, peace and love and harmony and things that are said, some of the artworks. As far as this is concerned, this monastery, a lot of this stuff was stolen that's now back in the museums, and some of it was loaned to some museums, right? I think a couple of U.S. museums had some of this stuff in it, and it's all been sent back over to this museum. Not really a museum, it's a monastery, but kind of like a museum. Ever been?
Mm-hmm.
This is an area of the world where I haven't really traveled as much as I would like to. This is, you know, the Indonesia and some of the places in Asia that you see beautiful pictures of. People go like Fiji, you know, places like that. And then the story of, what's the name of that book? It was written in the 1930s about Shangri-La. Now I forget it. But do you know the story of Shangri-La?
The book? From the book?
Well, no. What Shangri-La really is.
I mean, I know the actual place, yeah.
Yeah, right. It's in Tibet, on the other side of the Tibetan mountains, a place that you would go to live forever, so rumor has it. Anyway, but that part of the world is so peaceful, so quiet, so distant from the rest of the world, frankly. Although I think the Chinese are trying to figure out how they can take it over. You know, leave it to them to try to mess up a good thing. Anyway, the Chinese government. Do I have to put that in there? I suppose I should. I don't want to offend anybody. Heavens knows. The last thing I want to do is offend anybody. That's not what we're all about here. Okay, so now we have some teachers in the news today. In Portland, Oregon, teachers have kicked off a strike. They're complaining about the size of their classes. They're complaining about their pay. They're complaining about the resources that are available. So there are 45,000 students in Portland, which is Oregon's largest city. This is not anything that's new. Apparently the teachers' salaries have not kept up with inflation. And the school system is not keeping up with the resources that are necessary. You see this happening all over the country, where the parent-teacher association goes out and have fundraisers to buy paper and to buy books and to buy... What are we paying taxes for? I think I would be asking that out there. I ask it here. The schools are closed now. There's not any classroom online going on. The union rep says the teachers are stressed about the whole situation. They don't want to be on strike, but it's the only way to advocate for their point of view. Nobody's paying any attention. School department, the people run the city.
They're underpaid. The classes are oversized. Yeah. People want no child left behind. But when you have one teacher, one paraprofessional helping, and it's a class size of like up to 40 people. That's a hazard.
You know, I think about it. I had 41 people. There were three grades that I remember in elementary school. In the fourth grade, there were 41 students in my class. In the sixth grade, there were 46. And I thought what went on, and there was one person in the room, and that was it, the teacher. That was it. And so what's happened to mature this into an issue of, well, we want 23, no bigger than 23 children in the class, and we want teachers'
aid. Well, I think they not everybody had a chance to learn. In a class that size, not everyone gets the attention. And also noticing that students don't all learn the same way. Some do better more hands-on approach. Some are better with visualizing, other auditory.
That is true. That I agree with. All right, here's a high school teacher on leave after yelling, "Hail Satan!" She came to class dressed as the devil. Arizona high school teacher put on administrative leave following the allegation by students that she dressed like the devil, came into class, yelled, "Hail Satan!" All right. Was it Halloween? That was before Halloween.
Yeah, it was a few days before Halloween. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow, Zowie. What would happen? I was teacher for 4 years. I was thinking of what I did on a couple of Halloween occasions and what we did, silly stuff. But you can't get today. I don't know that there's anything big.
I think it was a joke gone wrong. It was Halloween Spirit Week and all of that. And you just, it's one thing to come with double horns and to be dressed as a devil, but then starting to yell the chants. I think it was just a joke that went too far.
So some of the students have said the teacher should be fired because of what she did. No.
But where's the education in that?
What, firing him?
Yeah, taking ownership, realizing that she did something wrong, and some people make mistakes. This was
all right,
a mistake.
But so the complaining persons, this one kid is, "I'm a Christian, and this is obviously not good." Get a life.
Well, the dad. Mm-hmm.
Ah, good Lord. All right, now here's something that happened in the workplace that probably isn't good. Right, I think I can go out on a limb here and suggest to you the story of this pilot who now has been indicted for threatening the co-pilot, had a gun in the cockpit, and so the grand jury has indicted him. He intimidated his co-pilot with a gun during a flight. His name is Jonathan Dunn, indicted for interfering with the crew of a commercial airliner. This is something that took place late last year. A Dunn first officer interfered with the performance of the crew by using a firearm to assault a captain. Disagreement about where the flight was going. Huh?
About a potential flight diversion because of a passenger's medical event. They had a disagreement, and so the first officer pulled out a firearm, which he was cleared to carry. But that just goes to show, how many times have we seen stuff like this actually get shot over a parking spot or something else where they are legally carrying their weapon, but they have a moment where they feel like they have to bring out their weapon.
He was no...
And
he,
it's not self-defense.
What a surprise. He was fired by Delta, and he's going to court this month. That's a story that's everywhere, and it should be, frankly. All right, here's another one. This is from the legal department of the Good Day program. The trial of Caitlin Armstrong, yoga instructor, accused of killing cyclist Anna Maria Wilson, I guess. So the opening statement started. She killed this yoga instructor, killed her boyfriend's ex-girlfriend out of jealousy. Huh? That's another example, right, of people going crazy. Well, so if you're not in a relationship, get a life. Move on. You're going to kill the guy? If he doesn't want to be with you, somehow or other...
with her. She was the current girlfriend. She killed the ex.
She killed the ex-girlfriend. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So what was the ex-girlfriend doing that made her jealous or made her worried about her status with the present boyfriend? I don't see anything in the story that suggests that she was around or he was paying attention to her. Is there? Mm-hmm. I didn't see any of that. So why did she go over? Why did she go after this woman? Anyway.
I don't know, and then she basically spent a month on the run.
Yeah.
She was accused by authorities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Yep. Anyway. That's a strange world we live in, Master Jack, right? Here's the story about this. This is something that amazes me. 6-year-old kid shoots his teacher. This is the son. Remember the story? And the mother now has been...
Yeah, shot the teacher in the hand. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yep. She's going to be sentenced for felony child neglect. So the child got a hold of the gun and shot the teacher. It wasn't like it was a, you know, it didn't seriously injure the teacher, but she gets 5 years. Okay. Is that adequate? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's adequate. The parents are responsible. You're going to put the kid who's 6 years old in jail because he shot the teacher?
Well, didn't we?
What I want to know is how the gun got to, where was the teacher? I don't remember this enough of the story to remember where the teacher was or where how the gun got into proximity of the teacher.
It was in the classroom.
Do you remember?
They were in the classroom, and the teacher had taken away the child's cell phone. And the child already had some disciplinary
situations.
I believe it was the cell phone, yeah, or there was something, or he wanted to use her cell phone. There was something about a cell phone, and he had already threatened to bring a gun to school, and he did that day, had it in his backpack. A couple students knew. They let authority figures know in the school, and it was one of those things that nobody did anything. And even his mom, it was his mom or dad, I believe it was the child's mom, was even there that day having a meeting, was supposed to take the child back home with her, but ended up keeping him in school, and she left. And then that was when the shooting happened, and the teacher saved the rest of the classmates. But this child had already been accused of strangling another teacher, doing different things.
What the hell is this kid doing in a regular school? This kid should be in a special needs school somewhere way away from all the rest of them. The mother apparently was on marijuana, and that may have affected her judgment to a point, but wow. Imagine that in your circumstances, in your school. Imagine that. Yeah. Or don't have them in the first place. 48 after the hour here on Good Day. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Back at 53 after the hour is Good Day Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen with some questions for Dr. Ken that you can dial in, by the way. 855-999-3684. Some of the questions make the voices actually make it onto the air. Some of the questions that we do, we transcribe to get them to Ken so he can answer them. But if you care to dial us up anytime, it doesn't have to be just when Ken's on the air, but you'll be thinking about it then because you'll hear me talking about it. But this phone line's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for calls and comments, questions for Dr. Ken at 855-999-3684. Now, let's talk about a blood test. People are wondering about the risk for ALS, which is Gehry's disease, right? And what happens because of all the toxins that are in the air. We could probably say this. There's so many toxins in the air. I was talking earlier about plastics and what's happening after Halloween with all the plastic stuff, the disposable things, supposedly disposable, that we get. You know, packaging is a big issue here. And I'm wondering how that may play into this study. What do you say?
Yeah, this is, take note, everybody. This is out of the Journal of Neurology, Neurosurgery, and Psychiatry this week, Doug. Researchers that use the blood test to gauge a person's risk for Lou Gehrig's disease. This is amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, a mouthful. Horrible problem. And the test is based on exposure to environmental toxins such as pesticides and PCBs. It can also help predict a person's survival after an ALS diagnosis. So by looking at all the possible causes, it seemed like those two were at the highest in terms of being linked to people who were getting ALS. Just something to take note about.
All right, so this is an offshoot of something we talked about on a previous program when I asked you how doctors are going to deal with AI in patient care. One of the things the FDA is looking at, apparently, is the fact that there are no real rules. So would you be expected as a doctor to make up your own rules in your clinic as to how artificial intelligence may play into how you treat your patients?
Well, I think the general rule that we all act by, you know, we take an oath, do no harm. And so that's a general rule that if I was using AI, you know, I would want to use it to just improve the quality level of care. Where I think we have problems with it, you know, this is, I like to call it assisted intelligence, Doug,
yeah.
Where it benefits the patients.
I would like that. Yeah.
Where it's used to filter out who gets what, that's where I have trouble with. And, you know, and there are unfortunate efforts in various relationships to medicine to try to introduce it as a way to filter out who should get what. And and this is where you need, you know, a personal physician involved in these decisions, not the machines. And I think this is what most people are concerned about.
Next question. When will the nationwide Adderall shortage end? I didn't know there was a shortage of Adderall, but then I think I know what Adderall is. Isn't that for ADHD and some of the things, the mind disconnect stuff? And a lot of people need it. ADHD is sort of a neurological disorder, right? Isn't it?
ADHD, yeah. Medication shortage. It is straining patients and families who are dealing with this. And hopefully, you know, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't think really anyone knows the answer to your question. And hopefully this is a longer, bigger term picture about how and where we depend on where our drugs are made. And I think this is just a warning to our planning that we should be making medications here in America with adequate availability, adequate testing. And, you know, you get your medicines coming in from wherever, you know, is the FDA China. Really out there checking enough?
Nope, not at all. They don't check anything that comes in. They don't even check the meat that comes in, the food, the products from other countries, never mind the drugs. And
this is a symptom of a big problem that hopefully we bring most of our all of our drug manufacturing
back
locally.
Here. Yep, exactly. That's a word. And those are thoughts and sentiments expressed by all the people who are actually in the know. And speaking of people that are in the know, that's what Dr. Ken is all about. Here at your service on Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronos with Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.